Aircheckdownloads.com.
It's exactly the same as the other day. Well-known hypocrites, that's Harry and Meghan, the ones who don't want anything to do with the press, so they're moving to an estate which is littered with paparazzi. And they're writing a book about their favourite topic, themselves. Not my lines, somebody else's lines. I had to pinch that, actually, from somebody else, even though I'd thought about it, because they love the publicity. You know, if they didn't get, you know, people chasing after them and everything else, that they'd soon get bored with it. But quite clearly, Harry thinks he's some sort of celebrity. He's an ex-member of the royal family, OK? She's an ex-actress. I don't call a voiceover being an actress, but there you go. Also, Jason Manford. Oh, yeah, Jason Manford. Look at this. You love this one. Good old Jason Manford. There's a boy who loves the internet. And he was the one who, remember, got caught out. He was about to present the One Show, and he dropped out immediately. Because it turned out that Jason Manford had a bit of a naughty side to him. Which I never understand why these people think they're never going to be found out. You start doing something on the internet, and somebody somewhere is going to be tapping into it, recording it, and then they'll put it up for everybody to see. Very ridiculous. Anyway, he decides he's going to do his bit to help the war effort, the pandemic effort. So he applies to Tesco for a job as a lorry driver. And they turn him down. They turned him down. Presumably, they didn't know who he was, little realising that they were going to get a backlash from him, like a tongue-lashing of the very highest order. You know, how dare they not give me this job? And I was offering my services. And I thought, I tell you why they didn't give you the job, thick bloke. It's because there are loads of people out there who do not have a job. They're applying for it. You've got stacks of money sitting in a bank, haven't you? You've got stacks of money. And you go and apply for a job when you have a job. You're a comedian or singer, whatever it is. He's actually not bad at either. But it's a case of, did you not think about the people who are unemployed, who are begging for that job? And then he had the nerve to threaten Tesco by saying, I'll be seeing who actually gets the job. I hope they're up to it. I thought, a lot more up to it than you are, mate. Why on earth would you want to take somebody's job away from them? Have you read the newspaper recently? Can you read? That'd be interesting. Well, mind you, talking of reading, oh, sorry about reading in a second. And then Iceland offer him a job. I might have to withhold my custom from Iceland. They're seriously giving a job to a celebrity when it could go to an ordinary member of the public who's desperate for the work. Can you imagine going in there and discovering that half of Little Mix are working in, you know, behind the checkouts in Tesco or something like that? The Spice, Victoria Beckham, when her business collapses. Can I get a job? David. Oh, David's got a job. I didn't tell you, did I? He's going to be reading some Harry Potter. Stop it. He's going to be reading Harry. Now, we know that Dave has trouble with the English language, full stop. The very idea that he could read a script for a whole book is almost laughable. I mean, I'm a good sight reader. I mean, I am a very good, as indeed are all people who do voiceovers. I don't do any voiceovers, but I'm a very good sight reader. You won't find me having to do any more normally than one take. I'm one take Alan through. Dave's going to be stumbling over all of it. So, Harry Potter came to Hogwarts. Harry Potter came to Hogwarts and he met Dumbledorf. You can imagine how long you're going to be sitting there for the best part of a month whilst he struggles through the first four lines. You know, never known for reading out loud in class. They never used to say, Beckham, stand up. Second thought, sit down again, and let's find somebody else who can read. It's going to be hopeless, isn't it? And Hermione. I mean, do you think he's actually got beyond Janet and John? I shouldn't think so. I'd be very surprised, actually. Perhaps you could get Victoria to read it. Well, second thoughts, maybe not.
Aircheckdownloads.com.